US, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We thank you for the Food for Thought paper that you circulated prior to this GGE and believe it raises some excellent questions, one of which we'd like to address. Your paper asked whether potential laws could be accommodated under existing chains of military command and control. We believe the answer to this question is yes. As with all weapon systems, commanders must authorize the use of lethal force against an appropriate targeted military objective. That authorization is made within the bounds established by the rules of engagement, NIHL, based on the commander's understanding of the tactical situation, informed by his or her training and experience, the weapon system performance, informed by extensive weapons testing, as well as operational experience, and the employment of tactics, techniques, and procedures for that weapon. In all cases, the commander is accountable and has the responsibility for authorizing weapon release in accordance with IHL. Humans do and must play a role in authorizing lethal force. States will not develop and field weapons that they cannot control. Uncontrollable weapons are not militarily useful. So, although the thought of uncontrollable weapons or machines may be prevalent in popular imagination, we do not think this is a realistic issue for states to consider for their work in the CCW. Rather than focusing on the controllability of the weapon system, the United States has used the phrase appropriate levels of human judgment over the use of force in these discussions. This standard is used in the United States Department of Defense policy over the use of autonomy and weapon systems, which requires that autonomous and semi-autonomous weapon systems be designed to allow commanders and operators to exercise appropriate levels of human judgment over the use of force. In our view, ensuring appropriate levels of human judgment over the use of force more accurately frames the question that states should consider. First, this formulation focuses on human beings to whom international humanitarian law applies. Machines do not have legal obligations. As we discussed in one of our working papers, international humanitarian law does not require that a weapon determine whether the target is a military objective, but rather that the weapon be capable of being employed consistent with the principle of distinction. Second, the appropriate levels of human judgment over the use of force also reflects the fact that there is not a fixed, one-size-fits-all level of human judgment or the same minimum level of control that should be applied to every weapon system. Different weapon systems and different operational contexts mean that the appropriate level of human judgment can differ across weapon systems and even across different functions in a weapon system. Some functions might be better done by a computer than a human, while other functions should be performed by humans. Thank you, Mr. Chair.